Hello, everyone. It's your girl, Wyandon Didi, again, and I am so excited to bring you another episode of my podcast, What's Your Winergy? Today, I have the honor of bringing to you the Mac Master Professional Organizer, Jessica K-Mac. Jessica is going to help you get organized in the year 2022. This is entitled, Who is Helping the Help? Because that's exactly what Jessica wants to do. She wants to help the help. So if you want to get organized this year, grab your favorite glass of wine, sit back, and enjoy. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Wyandon Didi, What's Your Winergy? I am your host, Wyandon Didi. And I have the most amazing guest on with me today, Jessica K-Mac. I pronounced that right? K-Mac, right?
Almost. K-Mac.
K-Mac. Okay. I'm sorry, K-Mac. Jessica K-Mac. And she is just the owner, operator, CEO, chief, whatever you want to call her. She has her very own business called the Mac Master Professional Organizing Company. And when I tell you guys, I was thinking of, okay, we're going into 2022. Who do I want to have on as my very first guest? And I could think of no one better than Jessica to just talk about organizing. Because what do we want to do at the beginning of the year? We are trying to lose weight. We're trying to organize. We're trying to get our life better. And she is the master at all of that. So hello, Jessica, and welcome.
Hi, Dee Dee. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for agreeing. I mean, I was concerned. I was like, well, you know, we hadn't talked in a little while. I was like, she's probably busy. Mm-hmm. She may not be. But you jumped right on it, and I cannot thank you enough.
Yes, ma'am. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Well, you know what? Let's dive right into it. This is What's Your Winergy? And I'm just full disclosure, you guys, it's kind of early where we are. So I was like, okay, it's not quite noon yet. So we can't really be, you know, drinking wine, but it is a holiday. So I was like, okay, what can I have? And what do we do? Sometimes we go to brunch, it's early, you know, we have mimosa. So I am drinking, I'm gonna just let people know what I'm drinking. I am drinking a champagne rosé pomegranate mimosa. That's what this is. It's pomegranate juice because I don't like things overly sweet. So it's pomegranate juice and just a rosé mimosa. Now, Jessica, I know you don't really drink, but you did. You know what? I love it when people don't drink, but they're like, you know, I'm going to have something in my glass talking to Wyandon Didi. So yeah. What do you have this morning?
So I have, and let me just say this part, when I was younger, like early 20s, I actually visited a few wineries in like California, like in Napa Valley, and I really enjoyed it. Right. One thing that I did not like per se is red wine, but this morning I do have Welch's Concord grape.
But that's okay. That, you know what, the red wine is made with grapes, so you did the perfect thing. I know a lot of people don't like red wine, and you know why? Mm-hmm. It's because of the tannin. It's that, what I call that hit you in the throat. Yeah. That's what that is. That's that thing with red wine. But what I tell people that really think they don't like red wine, try a blend. And when I say blend, so when you take
red and white?
A blend of different reds. So when I say blend, when you take, let's say you've heard of Cabernet Sauvignon, correct? Right. You've heard of Pinot Noir and Merlot and things like that. You blend them together, it gives it a sweetness, and that sweetness takes away some of that tannin. So I would say if you ever wanted to try red wine, don't just get a Cab or Merlot or Pinot Noir by itself. Make sure you tell them, hey, I like a red wine blend that's on the sweeter side. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. But anyway, hey, it is What's Your Wine Energy? And your energy today is grape juice. My energy is a pomegranate mimosa, and we're all good. And even though this looks red, it's really not red wine in here. It is a rosé, and the pomegranate juice makes it look red. Makes it darker. So everyone out there, if you think you don't like red wine, get a red wine blend on the sweet side and try that. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. So that is enough about the wine. Girl, I want to get into this organizing. I want to talk about you and your company. So tell me a little bit about yourself and your business.
Sure. So again, I am Jessica Kamak, better known as the MacMaster. I started my business officially during the pandemic, September 2020. And me and my company answer the question of who helps the help. So I have the MacMaster Professional Organizing, and there me and my team simply establish calmness in the midst of chaos, whether it be in your schedule with your assistance for needing meal prep planning, as well as our main priority is decluttering and organizing. We also do packing and unpacking, but we just simply cater to the needs of our clients to make life easier.
I love that who helps the help and calm in the middle of chaos. Because, honey, if we have had nothing else since 2020, most of us have had some sort of chaos, whether it be you're working in an office every day and that's what you've done forever. And now you have to come home and work. Your kids are home going to school. Your husband is home. Yes, your husband is home. Everybody's at home and you're not used to that. That is so chaotic. And I will venture to say, I know I'm not the only one, and maybe I am the only one. When everybody came back home, that's when everything got so unorganized in my home. Not just in my personal life, but in my home. And it's like things are all over the place. So you are the Mac Master. You are the master organizer. Give me three things for those of us who find ourselves. Now, I worked from home for many years. So working from home for me was not a problem. It is when everybody else came home. that is when it became chaotic. So I am always looking to do what you just said, calm the chaos and get more organized. Can you give me three tips that could possibly help someone like me who find myself working at home? My husband's working from home. I got children. I got one in college. I got one in high school. They're back and forth working, at school and at home. What can we do to just make our lives a little more organized?
Sure. This is totally different, and it's something that's not oftentimes communicated, but we as individuals, more importantly, just women and wives and moms, we need to establish healthy boundaries. So the tips that I would say in terms of getting to setting healthy boundaries would be ultimately is to maintain the calmness in your mind so that you don't feel overwhelmed. And then if you feel overwhelmed in your mind, that transfers to your space. So I would say, for example, the example you gave for you and your family, you work at home, your husband works at home, and then your children are back and forth, so to speak. That's a lot of movement. So I would say that it's important for you and other listeners that are like you to really establish different designated working spaces, like where it actually feels like you get up, you enjoy your intimacy with your husband in the bedroom. Work is not in the bedroom. You get up, you prepare for your job, and then you create even like a date, a lunch date, so to speak. You go to your desk and then you go, let's say, hey, baby, on Thursday, I've already prepared, meaning you have to plan ahead. So I've already prepped lunch, whether it be you're going to call it, have Uber deliver something or not Uber, but DoorDash or what's the other?
There's Uber Eats. You have Uber Eats also. So DoorDash and Grubhub, all of those.
So it's really to maximize your time and the resources that you have available to make sure that your family respects your space, and that in turn becomes a gift to you. So designate working spaces, plan and schedule date days, and then also schedule some time for you to rest in between. And that's not a, hey, I just got off work, I'm going to jump right into mommy mode. I'm going to jump right into serving and catering to my husband. That's a no. Even you act as if, and this is something I implement in my own home, in my own business, is learning to still implement the things as if you were still physically going to work, because all things being true, if we were physically driving into work during this pandemic, you would have more than likely the commute time to and from work, which would give you a chance initially. And this is what I did when I drove to work. I would prepare my day, go back over, make sure my family was good, make sure I had done everything. And then, of course, on our lunch break, we're typically, you know, just because we're just boss moms, we're typically making calls, doing scheduling appointments. You know, there's never a break for us.
Never.
But yeah, so to have that time in the morning, maybe it's your prayer time, maybe it's, you know, you're going to grab an early mimosa, what have you, whatever it is that you need to set yourself in proper perspective and to have that energy to get throughout the day, you do that. And then once your work shift is over, it's like a, hey guys, I love you. I'm here to serve you. I want to serve you, but I matter most. And so you actually carve out time as well to decompress and to one to sometimes, even if I'm, when I'm working from home, I physically take a bath and kind of wash off work. So it seems as if I'm transitioning. So
it is so funny you say that, especially this last part you said, take a bath. I have a friend, we do, this was my first time joining them, but she does a woman's Bible study group on Saturday mornings. So I joined this Saturday. It's virtual. Well, at first she was doing it at a house. And then, you know, with when, you know, when the COVID started, you know, ramping back up, now she's doing it virtual, which gives me the opportunity to join. But anyway, she said the same thing. She said when she is stressed, she's working from home now, but when she feels like she is stressed at work and she needs to step away, she goes and takes a shower. She says she finds out that going to take a quick shower centers her and calms her. So it's so funny you say wash off work. I'm a big advocate of having a self-care time and soaking. Like I like, you know, a bubble bath. So I go and soak that work day off, so that whatever is going on off.
Right.
But oh my goodness, I love you say healthy boundaries, designate a workspace. That was so important when my husband came home, because he was kind of all over the place. I have an office, okay, because I've worked from home for many years. Sure. He did not, because he didn't. So one day I would get up, he's in the kitchen, and one day he's in the dining room, and one day he's in the living room. And then one day he came, we have a little landing upstairs. And one day he decided to come and work in the landing where I could hear everything. And it, you know,
the nerve.
And I was like, the nerve that you think that you can work all over your own house. That's not how it works. So he decided, now it's cold right now, so he can't do it. But you know where he says he works the best?
Outside.
He decided to, we have a covered deck. So that's he good. Works out there. Now, right now he's at the dining room because it's cold and it's raining.
Right. You know?
But that's for the most part. He's like, that's going to be my space, my main space. And so once he designated just those two spaces, either the dining room, if it's cold or whatever, or the deck, it worked perfect for him and it worked perfect for me. So you are so right with that. And then you set work dates. Like, because we are here, there are times when, you know, he'll go in the kitchen and let's say he decides, okay, I'm hungry, I want breakfast right now, you know, and he'll say, hey, I'm cooking something. You want me to cook you some breakfast? You want? And I do find that that helps us, you know, to just breathe and not at each other all the time because we're here in the house together.
And and even the gesture I found. Now I'm single at the moment, but just the gesture from family, you know, and like even with my daughter, she actually made us breakfast this morning. And so that was, it caught me off guard, but it was like, yeah, I do want it. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, you know what? And you say your daughter made breakfast. My youngest, guess what? You know, she's driving. She's 17. So she got up this morning. She was like, I want to go get everybody some Chick-fil-A.
Nice.
I said, you getting it? She's like, yeah, I'm paying for it. I'm getting it.
Listen,
like, what do you want, mom? What do you want, dad? What do you know? And a sister, what do you want? And so, you know, it's those little things like that. I'd be like, okay. So, you know, it makes your day go. But back to your boundaries. And then you said time for yourself. I love those three tips that you gave, because I think now more than ever. I will tell you now, since everybody is home working and school and things, starting in 2020 up until now, I think I take more time for myself now than I ever did.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, because I have it. You know, mm-hmm. You find yourself not running around as much. If 2020 didn't do anything good in our lives, one thing I think it did for me, and I know I've talked to friends of mine and other people, it made you slow down a bit.
Yes. It was so needed.
So needed.
I will say that even though I'm a life coach as well, I am my own client. And so some of the things and the systems and tips that I give to my clients, I also implement in my life. So I know that they work. And becoming more in tune with yourself, in tune with your own energy, and in tune with your mental health and getting the help is very crucial. And I can't say that personally and even collectively that we really would have taken the opportunity to do a wellness check on ourselves and got what we need, because we're just so used to giving out, you know. And that goes back to who helps the help, you know,
I love that. Yeah. Who helps the help? And like in being a life coach, I mean, you just leading me right. That is great. Being a master organizer and a life, I think that goes hand in hand, because once you have learned how to master organizing yourself, helping other people organize, that is part of being a life coach, I would think, you know. It helps to organize every aspect of our lives. Like, it's just wonderful, the things that you're doing and what you're doing. So back to the Mac Master Professional Organizer. So, you know, you and I talked and I told you I had a fiasco in my closet.
Yes.
It's still not where I want it to be. It's still just a fiasco. So give me and my listeners, like, let's say you walk in your closet. And it can be, and when I say walk in, it doesn't have to be a walk-in closet. It could be just a closet you open up. It doesn't matter whether it's walk-in. Closets, for me, it's a pain point, because I never look at a closet as a functional space, I think. Right. I look at it as it's a place to put junk, place to put stuff. And I think I have to come out of looking at it that way. And look at it as a functional space. Tell me, how can I make, whether it's a small broom closet or a huge walk-in, how can you make it a functional space?
Sure. Well, I think you've started in the right direction. And it's kind of like, I don't even know if I've even coined this phrase yet, but it's somewhat similar to Alcoholics Anonymous. So it's like dysfunctional anonymous, so to speak. That's wow. And this first time I've mentioned that, but it's crazy. So the first sign of a problem is the awareness and the admittance of a problem. So it's like, hey, this is a closet. It's supposed to serve me and it does not. Instead of, it's a catch-all, whether it's a drawer, closet, garage, you know, a basket, whatever the case is, you've admitted that, hey, I need some help. Hey, this isn't working. And so I would then suggest figure out how you want it to work, because it's just like we have the ability to tell our mind what to think. We have the physical ability to tell our things what to do and how to benefit us. Okay. So it's you know, your closet, for example. One of my tips and some of my methods would be simple things that we learn, like in preschool and kindergarten, put the like items together. The shirts with the shirts, the pants with the pants. And if you are like most of my clients and most women, you may have a few closets that you have maybe taken from your family because you're
not
going to
go there. Let's not go there.
I won't go down your road. So it's like, whatever space that you have, if it's a corner, if it's a reach-in closet, a walk-in closet, if it's a cubbyhole, just make sure that like items are together And one thing, because I come from a military background, so I've pretty much, I'm not perfect, but I've been disciplined my entire life. But early on, when I started working in corporate America in my 20s, I could not understand why girlfriends was like, oh yeah, I was late for work because the power went out. What does the power have to do with it? If you charged your phone at night, if you laid your clothes out, if you like, okay, now all things being equal, we didn't sleep in a hotel the night before. So you're familiar with your home and you know, like,
why? Well, you're that person. That's like, look, and I look, that's great. That, I love it. No excuses because, and I tell my daughters this all the time, and you know, and I'm guilty of not doing it at times myself, mm-hmm. but
it's okay.
Pre-plan. So you're that person. You're that pre-planner. Like, okay, the lights went out, so you were at home. So
listen, I'm still gonna make it happen, you know. And I don't particularly like lemonade, but you know, the phrase turn lemons into lemonade. I'm gonna turn it into Arnold Palmer. So whatever comes up, it's like, okay, you know, with the help of God and the people He sent to me, I'm gonna make it work. You know,
right. We just can't stop.
We can't stop.
Oh, I love that. I love when you said put the like items together, and you hit on something perfect. We should be making everything in our lives work for us. So that closet should supposed to work for me, you know. Mm-hmm. And the way, because I know my downfall is the way I've always looked at closets. I never looked at it as a functional space. It's like, okay, it's when you open the door, you close it, you most of the time
just get in there.
Just get in there. Yeah. Just throw something in. And I know in 2022, I have to change that mindset. I've got to change and make my spaces more functional. One thing you would love, and I think you and I talked about this, I started a new position. So my office was just not functional.
Okay.
So I was like, you cannot go into this new position that you've wanted and you've worked hard for with this office. So I, 2 weeks ago, organized my office.
Yay.
That was a start. Now, it's still not where I want it, so but it's not where it was. And so I was like, this has given me that motivation to get started. And I think you know, if people are like me, a lot of people, it's just starting. That gets us. It's like, you'll see all this chaos and you're like, okay, I need to do something about that. I need to fix that. I need to clean that up, or I need to, you know, declutter. Yeah. And you don't know where to start. So how can you get started? Okay. Let's take something very small, like the underneath your cabinet where you keep your pots and pans.
Okay.
That's a pain point for me too.
Okay.
How? Give me a tip. What do I do to not, when I open that up, like, okay, I've got the pan, but now where's the lid? Now, what, you know, and I know there's a bunch of things that I can buy, but I know there's got to be something that I can do that I'm not thinking of because I'm not a master organizer that I can do. What can I do to organize that little small space? It's just a small space.
Sure. So it's the same thing. Put like items together. If you have most of us have pots and pans that were passed down, like from our parents or our grandparents, especially, you know, when it comes
cast
down
iron,
to.
Yep.
Exactly. That's what I was going to. So put the cast irons with the cast irons, the boilers with the boilers. And then there are a lot of people who I've noticed, most of my clients, they don't use lids that often. And I typically don't, unless I'm going to put a soup on or put something on and step away from the kitchen. Mm-hmm. But in that, if you're not a lid person, put all the lids together versus putting the lids on top of the pots. And we should be okay with letting go. And that sometimes we need to sit on a couch. We just can't have MacMaster, the life coach, to overcome some of our clutter challenges, but we really need, counseling. We need medical attention, unfortunately, to kind of help us get rid of some of the mindsets, help us deal with past trauma. I have one client who is unfortunately a hoarder. She's aware of it. She was justified. She said that her mom moved them, her and her siblings, from place to place. She was blessed with a good career, didn't have any children, mm-hmm. but she keeps things. And not only mm-hmm. does she keep things, she keeps things she likes. Everything has a story. And according to her, it's in order. But in that, right. what I would say for you is, okay, mm-hmm. if you have pots or pans that let's say you haven't used in 3 years, because most of us hadn't used them because we hadn't had these large gatherings because of pandemic. But if you don't foresee you using them in the next 6 months or even in the next COVID-free holiday gathering, then that's an indication that you may need to donate it. Maybe you can give it to a family member or even just drop it off at a local thrift store.
Got you. Thank you so much. Because it's better. It's better than it was, but uh-huh. I still find like, okay, I put the pots and pans together. They look good. But then I have this other cabinet over here. So I'm just going to keep all the lids, but the lids are just like everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's random. Uh-huh. And that's bothering me. I was like, I got this one side that looks great. It's all stacked up. It's neat. But then you open up this side and things are falling out because the lids are everywhere. Yeah. So I might need to get rid of some of those lids. Thank you so much. You just mm-hmm. told me you don't need the lids because you're not using all of them. So why keep,
right.
you know, or why have, you know,
they're just getting dusty. That's all.
You're just getting dusty because I don't use all those lids. You are absolutely right. I do not. And see, I never thought about it like that. I thought if you got the pot or you've got the pan and it came with the lid, uh-huh. you got to keep it. Mm-hmm. And I don't. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jessica. I appreciate that. See,
you're welcome.
It is, I tell people, we have to talk to each other because my mind works differently than your mind.
Yes.
And you're going to always pick up on something that somebody says and be like, man, mm-hmm. I didn't think about it that way. Oh, you know what? That's right. I can do it. So thank you so much. Now, hey, I know a lot of people, me included. I told you, you were mm-hmm. on my list for 2020, not just to talk to, but to hire. And that's still on my list. That's still coming in the spring and summer. So be looking out for me. But okay. I know a lot of my listeners and a lot of people that's going to listen to this and download this podcast, they're going to want to know, how do I get in touch with the Mac Master Professional Organizer? Whether they just want a consultation, or they actually want you to come to their home, or they want to do virtual, how do they get in touch with you? Do you do that? I know we're in a COVID era, so do you do some things virtual for people?
I do. So I do it all. I do the coaching, and I do have some clients who are a little skeptical just because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. They don't necessarily want me or my team or anyone else for that matter in their home because of like autoimmune diseases or even potentially Correct. Having mm-hmm. a high risk mm-hmm. family member. So right, I do right. offer the virtual coaching where mm-hmm. I can talk my clients through what to move, help them develop systems and ultimately get organized. And I also, the biggest session type that we have is the physical, where me and my team actually come out, we do the work, get to know the client space, and then help them to achieve the master plans that we set.
Okay. How do they get in touch with you? Do you have a website, phone number? What's the best way for people to contact you if they want a consultation?
Sure. So the best way to reach me is directly on my website, which mm-hmm. is www.themacmaster.com. And that's themacmaster.com. And there they can learn more about my services, learn more about me, as well as there are a lot of frequently asked questions that come up during mm-hmm. consultations. And so mm-hmm. I have a tab for that as well. And then lastly, to book a service or even just what I call a discovery call for them to ask any other questions and then just say, hey, well, I know that I'm overwhelmed, but not really sure what type of formula to apply to that.
Right.
And they could just simply book a complimentary discovery call. And I do have scheduling on my website for that.
Wonderful. Well, you know what, I just thank you so, so much for being willing to talk and just living out your passion. And you said you got started during the pandemic in 2020. And I think so many people took a step back from what they were doing and just said, you know what? Now is the time for me to live out my purpose. And yes. I just see you doing that. I know we haven't known each other that long, but since day one I met you,
yeah.
you just had this presence and this aura. And then to find out that you was a professional organizer and now you're going into life coaching. It's just, I am so just honored to be someone who knows you. Yes.
Thank you.
And in any way that I can to just let people know who you are and what you do, I will do that in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Don't hesitate to call me. I will be calling you because I've already talked to my husband. I was like, we putting that in the budget. Oh, you are such a blessing. Such a blessing. Please come back on at any time. At any time you're just doing call. Anything special. Anytime you know, you just want to get the word out about something, anything that relates to you and your business, I would love to talk to you again.
I appreciate that.
Yes, at any time.
Thanks, Sweetie.
Thank you so much. Thank you for agreeing to this. I will be calling you. And look, your phone is about to blow up because I got plenty of friends and family that's going to be like, oh, who was that you were talking to? We need to talk to her, you know, because we all need some organization in our lives. We all need that. So thank you. Look, you have a great rest of your week. And I will definitely be in touch.
Sounds good. Thanks
all right. All right. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.